Now, Bill Resnick has Chuck Collins of the Institute for Policy Studies on the line to talk about public goods and the money to pay for them. Bill.
Thanks, Clayton. Chuck Collins, welcome to KBOO.
Thanks for having me, Bill. Thank you, Clayton and Bill.
Chuck Collins is with the Institute for Policy Studies. He co-directs and co-edits the work of the Inequality Project. If you are on the Inequality Project mailing list, which I am, you get near every week a pretty humorous, partly serious, always thoughtful reflection on growing inequality, its social and political costs, and what can be done about it. Chuck Collins also writes books, a lot of them. One of them is Inequality in the U.S. Irreversible? And How Inequality is Wrecking the World and What We Can Do About It. We'll be talking about one thing, certainly a number of things we can do about it. Chuck Collins, today's tax day. It really should be a national holiday with parades and fireworks, because that old saying is right, taxes are the price of civilization. And that's just now a starter. Taxes are, in fact, more important, because today a great redirection of our tax system is necessary, indispensable, actually, for saving planetary life, certainly the lives of large animals like ourselves. So, Chuck Collins, tell us about public goods and taxes and how we must really radically change, redirect our whole approach to them to save human life.
Well, thanks, Bill, and happy tax day. I realize for many people it is a sour day. More people this year than last year are kind of going, oh, I thought I was supposed to get a tax cut, and actually I'm paying more. But we've had a federal income tax and an inheritance tax for just a little over a century. And in addition to raising money for the public goods and to strengthen democracy, taxes also played an important role in putting a brake on the concentration of wealth and power. So during the first Gilded Age 100 years ago, we had powerful private fortunes that were really dominating our democracy. That's revenue that can create the infrastructure and the opportunities and the investments that allow us to have good lives. Less stressful, fearful, sick, and an unequal lives. And that's one of the things that I think is we sometimes forget on tax day.
And also, of course, now it's even more important, it seems to me, because our capitalist system, our capitalist great machine, has now led to the point where we are likely to, if we don't do something very radical, very dramatic in the next 10 or 15 or 20 years, say climate scientists, almost unanimously, we could, in fact, wind up with a situation where human life becomes near impossible, and that's going to take taxes. The redirection of the economy and the investments are not going to be done by the people who now control wealth and investment, and that money has to become made available for, in fact, doing all the necessary things, changing how we produce and consume and transport ourselves and energy system. Anyway, Chuck, tell us how that money could be raised and the importance of it.
Well, Bill, your point is so important. And all across the country, there are these town hall meetings on the Green New Deal. I live in Boston, and we have one on Thursday and one on Saturday. We're expecting hundreds of people, along with our elected officials, to come together. And this is a great example where a tax system can really change the wiring of our capitalist economy. We can tax excessive carbon. We could tax extreme wealth inequality. People always talk about taxing the bads, like liquor and tobacco. But what about concentrated wealth and excessive fossil fuel burning as two bads that we could tax, raise revenue, and invest in things like green infrastructure and green jobs and things that reduce our emissions and expand public transportation and retrofit our buildings and give people good, meaningful work in the process. So that's an example where, you know, there's lots of work to be done, but a tax system could completely redirect the resources and priorities in the society.
It'll take a great cooperative effort to deal with climate change. It seems to me that it all can be democratically run. this mobilization of all people on Earth, actually, to in fact change very basic systems in the society. But what are the ways in which we could in fact raise huge amounts of necessary wealth through taxation and also through changing how we're using our current taxes? It's not only new taxation, it's changing our current investment system.
Well, one way, Bill, is the way we raise money. And right now, working people, low-income people, are paying too much in the way of federal taxes. We should reverse and restore the progressive tax system we used to have. We could be taxing financial transactions, high-speed financial transactions. Like Senator Elizabeth Warren, we could be taxing wealth over $50 million. We could tax inheritances at very high levels. All of these proposals would raise trillions of dollars that could be redirected toward building infrastructure, low-cost higher education, just things that create opportunity. And you use the word democracy, but that's a key word here. This isn't about philanthropy. This isn't about waiting for private wealthy individuals to do the right thing. This is the only mechanism we have to democratically set our own course. So that's why it's so important. And I should just say, people should support KBOO, because I live in Boston and we don't have a great community radio station like KBOO, and we are impoverished because of that. So I just want to put in a plug for your listeners, and also to tell you that I'm in Eugene. For people who are in the in your listening area, I'm going to be in Eugene this Wednesday at the University of Oregon Wednesday night, talking about reversing wealth inequality and progressive taxation. So come on over. And you can Google that and find. I'll be at the University of Oregon this Wednesday, the 17th.
And for people who can't make it there, but they can get your newsletter, which is always informative. I really enjoyed your one on the scandal in higher education, where Harvard admits more people from the 1%, more students from the 1% than the bottom 50% every year. You had a lot of really interesting stuff on that and what has to be done. Tell us how to get your newsletter, and then we'll sign off.
Sure thing. Yeah, thank you for mentioning that, because every Monday we send out a newsletter from inequality.org. So you can go to inequality.org. You can see what people are doing to address these inequalities. You can sign up for our newsletter, and it comes from me, Chuck Collins. It comes out on Mondays. We do try to kind of have a sense of humor and hope and possibility, as well as good analysis and commentary on how do we address these growing inequalities.
Chuck Collins, thanks so much for talking to us today.
Okay, thank you, Bill and Chuck.